AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin has secured another 6 years in power. His election landslide came amid the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech since Soviet times. The AP's Jim Heintz on what Putin may do next.
Domestically, Putin could use his dominance of Russian politics to implement new repressive measures, adding to the suppression of opposition that has already occurred. Some observers speculate the LGBTQ community could be a target.
At a Moscow rally, Putin declared his determination to advance deeper into Ukraine, and Heintz reports Russia is likely to continue challenging NATO.
There is speculation that Russia could attempt some sort of test of NATO's resolve by launching an attack on a NATO country, not necessarily with troops, but possibly through cyber attacks.
The World Food Program says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, with 70% of the remaining population experiencing catastrophic hunger. And it says escalation of the war could put half of Gaza's population on the brink. Jackie Quinn has the latest on the civil fraud judgment against Donald Trump.
The Trump defense team has informed a New York appellate court Trump can't post the bond required to cover the $454 million judgment against him and his Trump organization while they try to appeal that verdict. His lawyers say he'll have to produce $500 million in collateral, too high for most of the bonding entities. The court ruled that unless Trump posted a bond for deceiving banks and insurers about his wealth, it would allow enforcement of the judgment to begin next week. New York's Attorney General Letitia James says she'll pursue seizing his assets if Trump is unable to pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court has refused to delay a prison sentence for former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro. He's appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. This is AP News. A mother has been sentenced for the death of her toddler while she was vacationing. Norman Hall has the story.
An Ohio mother whose 16-month-old daughter died after being left alone in a playpen for 10 days last summer faces a long prison sentence. Judge Brendan Sheehan told Crystal Candelario that, like her child, she will never be let out of confinement.
I'm going to sentence you to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Candelario pleaded guilty last month to avoid two murder charges.
No estoy tratando de justificar mis actos.
I am not trying to justify my actions.
Authorities have said Candelario, who has struggled with depression and related mental health issues, left her daughter Jalen in their Cleveland home for 10 days while she went on vacation to Detroit and Puerto Rico. An autopsy says the toddler died of starvation and severe dehydration. I'm Norman Hall.
Thank you, Norm. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.